This is the Sakarmoli of the 1st of June, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father's Srimad is, turn your faces away from this old world. In order to attain liberation in life, imbibe divine manners. Question. Which manners can no one but the Father teach you? Answer. The greatest divine manners are to become pure and make others pure. While living at home with your families, remain pure. Only the one Father and no one else can give these teachings. You children have unlimited renunciation. You remove this old world from your intellects. You know that when you imbibe purity, all other manners will come automatically. Song. We people of today are in darkness. Om Shanti. You children heard a line of the song. On the one side there is the whole world, those who are on the path of devotion, whereas on this side there are you children on the path of this knowledge. They continue to climb the ladder of devotion, and you children come down the ladder of devotion and climb up the ladder of this knowledge. You children know that you had to climb down the ladder of devotion for half a cycle. Devotion too is at first unadulterated, and then it becomes adulterated. People are completely caught up in blind faith. They don't understand anything at all. They sing, "We are in darkness." There is complete darkness without the Satguru. There are many gurus here. Who is the true guru? Sages, holy men, great souls and devotees make spiritual endeavor, that is, they remember God. They study the scriptures, the Vedas and the Upanishads, etc. In spite of that, they say that only when God comes can he grant us salvation. Only the bestower of salvation can be called the purifier. You children are no longer in extreme darkness. You have come into the light of this knowledge. You know the Purifier Father, and you remember him. The more you children remember the Father and imbibe this knowledge, the more the darkness of ignorance is removed from you. Only the one Father brings you into the light. The Satguru gives the ointment of this knowledge. This is not about physical eye makeup, but aspects of this knowledge, and together with this knowledge, there is also yoga. There definitely is also yoga with the people who teach devotion. The intellect's yoga of you children is now connected to the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is number-wise among you. No human beings other than you children have yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the Almighty Authority. You have to have yoga with the Father and with the lands of liberation and liberation in life. Very good divine manners are required for liberation in life. At this time, everyone has devilish manners. The virtues of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, are also remembered. He is the seed of the human world tree, the truth, the sentient being, the ocean of bliss and the ocean of knowledge. He is forever the ocean of purity. His status is imperishable. No human beings can have this imperishable status. Although you are now becoming oceans of this knowledge and oceans of purity, you become this in a limited way. The Father says, I am unlimited. I cannot make you unlimited. If I could, how could the play of the world continue? How could you experience 84 births? You cannot become anything forever. I make you this in a limited way. You become this for 21 births. 21 generations has also been mentioned. It is not a law in the drama for you to become this forever. I am ever pure. I reside in the supreme region. I always have knowledge and purity. You forget this, and so the Father comes at this time, removes you children from extreme darkness, and purifies you with this knowledge and yoga. No one else can say, I have come from the Supreme Land, now remember me. No one can copy these elevated versions of mine. I come just to make you children into the kings of kings for 21 births. Therefore, you do have to become that. Only those who became that in the previous cycle will become that. You know that many children become pure, and that many become sinners like Ajamil. So many become dirty and impure. The Father has to come and wash the dirty, impure clothes. It is souls who become dirty. It has been explained to you, souls. Maya has made you so dirty. It is not just a matter of this one birth, but a matter of birth after birth. I am now giving you Lux, Aim, soap, to wash your souls. Remember me, and with this yoga, your souls that have been extinguished will be ignited. It depends on how much you remember me, your Father. Baba reminds you, I sent you to heaven, then Maya made you dirty. I have now come to make you into the masters of heaven once again. I am giving you teachings through the body of Brahma. Baba speaks to you souls, O children, forget your physical fathers, forget your bodies and all bodily relations, and remember me, your Father. And you souls will continue to be cleansed. You will then receive new bodies in the future. Even the elements, etc., will become new and Satopradhan. Baba says, now continue to forget this old world. Remember me, and you will come to me and then go to heaven. This world is old. When someone makes something new, it is given a new name, just as they speak of New Delhi and Old Delhi. However, this world is still old. You children must now completely remove your intellect yoga from this old world. We souls have to go to our sweet home, the land of Nirvana. Have the faith that each of you is a soul. The Father says, remember me, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Human beings remember so many others. Some remember one guru or another, and others remember Sri Krishna, etc. However, where did Sri Krishna, etc. go? No one knows. They don't understand that everyone has to take rebirth. This system has continued from the beginning of the world. There were deities in the beginning of the Golden Age, and rebirth must therefore have continued from that time. First of all, there is Sri Krishna, the first pure human being. He receives more praise than Lakshmi and Narayan. They are not praised as much, because children are pure, and Satopradhan. That is why children are praised. There is a lot of praise of Sri Krishna, but they don't know where the land of Krishna is. They speak of Vaikunth as the golden age. So then, why do they say that he existed in the copper age? The same being cannot exist in another name, form or land. The same name and form cannot exist in another birth. Sri Krishna existed in the golden age. You know that Jagadamba and Jagadpita go and become Lakshmi and Narayan. The golden age is called the land of Krishna. It is now the land of Kansa, the devil. All of those names are devilish. There it was the deity community, and here it is the devilish community. The father sits here at the confluence age and explains to you children. The father is the creator. He is called the seed of the human world tree. Therefore he would surely create a new human world. You even sing, Baba, you are the purifier. Come and purify this impure world. Create a pure world and have this impure world destroyed. He truly creates a pure world through Brahma and has the impure world destroyed through Shankar. No one else knows these things. You children now have yoga with the Father. You can see that Baba is beating the dirty clothes. Some tear apart and some break. Some are very unclean, great sinners like Ajamil, and they are unable to imbibe anything at all. The Father says such nice things. Sweetest beloved children, remember me, your most beloved Father. Remember the most beloved land of happiness. You only know this at this time. No one else in the world knows this. This is a land of extreme sorrow. People cry out in distress and continue to kill one another, and then they say, God protect me. These words definitely emerge from their lips. The Father is the liberator. You know that the Father has come to take you children in particular and the world in general to the land of happiness. This intoxication is number-wise among you children. This study is no small thing. Look whom Baba is teaching. He is teaching souls as sinful as Ajamil and making them into the masters of heaven. All are Tamopradan. He has to take them to the Satopradan world. You children have been told over and over again, imbibe divine virtues here. You have your aim and objective in your intellects here. No one else can teach these manners of purity. Sannyasis make people leave their homes and families. Here the Father says, you don't have to leave your homes and families. You have to renounce this old world. That renunciation is limited, whereas this renunciation is unlimited. Those sannyasis receive so much respect. The community of sages gives advice and ideas to the government. As you mothers make further progress, even those sannyasis will fall at your feet. They cannot be uplifted without you mothers, because you give them this knowledge. There is no question of falling at anyone's feet. Yes, if someone says Namaste or Rama Rama, you have to respond. Even Baba says, children, Namaste. I make you children even more elevated than myself. I make you into the masters of Brahmand and also the world, and I then go into retirement. However, you also have to follow Srimad and turn your faces away from this old world. There is a toy of Rama, Ravan and Sita. Sita turns her back on Ravan and turns her face towards Rama. There is also the picture of Sri Krishna holding the globe of heaven and kicking hell away. The father explains to you very well. However, it is a rare businessman who would do the business of giving his old body, mind and wealth to the father and claiming everything new in return. This is very good, first-class insurance. The father says, when you souls become pure, you will receive pure bodies. You will then rule in heaven. This is why he is called the businessman and the magician. It is God's magic to purify the impure. The father says, change the residence of hell into the residence of heaven. This is such first-class magic. There is a lot of attainment through this. The father says, become the kings of kings. Follow the father. The father is sitting here. This one is a half, Ada Kumar, and Mama is a Kumari. Therefore you have to follow. You are to receive your inheritance from the father. You brothers and sisters say that you are claiming your inheritance from the father. Generally, in a worldly way, a sister doesn't receive an inheritance, but the brother does. Here, all of you are to receive it, because all of you are souls. The father says, all of you have to come to me. The relationship of brother and sister will then also be broken. There, in the land of Nirvana, there is just the relationship of the father and the children. This is why it is said, we are all brothers. If God were omnipresent, as they say, it would be a fatherhood. This notion of omnipresence has caused so much loss. You children now have remembrance of the Father. A lot of effort is needed to remember the Father. It isn't that you have to be made to sit in specially conducted meditation. You have been given a name. Here you just sit and relate the merely. You constantly have yoga. Having heard the merely, you then have to stay in remembrance while walking and moving around. We are going on a pilgrimage. As much as possible, stay in remembrance. You have permission to do your work for 8 hours, but then make time for this. The main thing is purity. You know that this is a forest of thorns. They continue to prick one another. The father says, now follow Srimat. Shiv Baba is talking to you, and Brahma is also talking to you. But you know that Shiv Baba is teaching you, and that you are students. You say that he is your father, teacher, and also your Satguru. I guarantee that I will take you back with me. No one else can guarantee this. Only the Father says this. God the Father establishes the religion that gives happiness. No one knows that Father. If they were to know the Father, they would also know the Father's property. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Constantly keep your aim and objective in front of you and imbibe divine virtues. In order to go to the Satopradhan world, adopt the manners of purity. Your intellect must have unlimited renunciation. 2. Remember your most beloved father and your land of happiness. Remove your intellect's yoga from this land of sorrow. Blessing. With the eagerness to see everyone's virtues and making everyone content, may you be an embodiment of virtues who is constantly stable in your enthusiasm. In order to have constant zeal and enthusiasm, be eager to make everyone who comes in contact with you content. Whomever you see, continue to pick up virtues from them at every moment. By receiving the power of everyone's virtues, you will have enthusiasm all the time. Enthusiasm reduces when you look at the various forms and different situations, or hear about them. However, if you have the eagerness to see virtues, your enthusiasm will then remain constant and stable. Then, by seeing everyone's virtues, you will become an embodiment of virtues. Slogan. If the foundation of an unlimited attitude of disinterest is strong, it is easy to become bodiless in a second. Aviat signal. To remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. To make your face constantly cheerful is the biggest gift of the confluence age. Never let there be any lines of distress on your face. A full moon looks so beautiful. In the same way, let your face be constantly cheerful. Let your face shine so much that others are able to see their form in your face. For this, make your nature simple and be tolerant. Om Shanti.